Cubans are leaving the country in record numbers. Last year, more than a quarter of a million fled Cuba, hoping to get to the United States. And while most leave by plane, many others try their luck at sea. Joan Cruz is one of them. After spending months building a boat, last month he left with a group of friends, his two children, and the family dog. But he was intercepted by the US Coast Guard and sent back. Cruz said he wanted to leave Cuba because of the economic problems, not for political reasons.
The economy has never been good here, but since the pandemic, things have gotten three times worse.
He's also critical of the United States for its sanctions against the island nation. Joan and his family departed from the town of Baracoa, a place where more than 1,000 other Cubans have tried to leave. Roger Garcia has tried to make it to the US 11 times by sea. He has a tattoo for every failed attempt.
My motor has broken down before, and I've spent days in the high seas with a bottle of water to share between eight people. I have seen friends of mine die.
It's genuinely hard to find people under 40 in this town who say they don't want to leave. Right now, people are secretly making boats in their houses and in the nearby woods. Over the last 12 months, hundreds of rickety vessels have departed from these shores. So many that locals have given their town a nickname, Terminal 3. The Biden administration recently unveiled a shift in migration policy that would allow up to 30,000 migrants per month from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to enter the US and be able to work legally for up to 2 years. The US Embassy in Havana is once again processing immigrant visas after being shuttered for 5 years. But along with the carrot, there's stick. In order to qualify for the program, migrants must apply in their home countries and pass a background check. But that won't stop those unable to get a visa from trying to get there.
What's my plan right now? As soon as I get the chance, I'm leaving.
Plenty more people in this town are equally determined to keep making the perilous voyage. Ed Augustin, Al Jazeera, Baracoa, Cuba.